Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. Darren, Donnick, and Chase. We've had a fast-moving show, and I suspect this hour will be just as fast-moving as the first 3 hours of the program. 615-737-1025. The opportunity for you to jump in and get involved in our Pick 6 contest via phone because you get to get two top shelves. People pick online. After we're done today, they get one top shelf. So you get a little bit of an advantage by calling in this year. And this week's prize will be a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys here at Bridgestone Arena, where we are. And that'll be on Tuesday, October 1st. So just around the corner, Black Keys.
I like that.
Here, tickets for this week's winner in Pick 6. Also, don't forget, we had Silly Underdogs yesterday. Still an opportunity for you to jump in there. Go to thegamenashville.com or ESPN The Game's Nashville mobile app and play with us. We made our picks on the air yesterday during the third hour of the program. We've got every week there's a pair of tickets to a sporting event or a big concert on the line. Silly Underdog Picks is sponsored by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Remember, you, the listeners, get to pick three games every week. Three games. All right, let's review last week. Who's doing that?
Let's.
Is Max doing that?
Yes. I would love to.
Okay, Max, let's review.
First of all, I want to say I'm a little surprised that nobody in Silly Underdogs took Tulane over Houston. That would have been a nice little pick.
Well, no, first of all, Tulane was the favorite.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
Really?
Yep.
What happened to Houston?
Tulane was the 5-point favorite.
Oh, all right. Well, disregard everything I say for the rest of the time, then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's review Pick 6.
Let's.
Right? I mean, Tulane was the favorite. I
don't know.
I'll look it up, and I'm telling you, Tulane was the favorite.
All right.
You continue on, and I'll look it up.
All right. Well, since we're trusting Darren, let's start with our first question from last week. Over under 300 passing yards for Jarrett Garantano against whoever they played. I don't even remember.
Chattanooga.
The Chattanooga choo-choo. And Darren was the only person on the planet who picked over.
That's not true.
The funny thing about this, Garantano was 7-for-8 with 142 yards. The funniest thing about this was there were three other quarterbacks in this game alone who threw more passes than he did. So that did not hit for Darren.
Thanks.
Chase and Willie were correct.
Darren, I just want to thank you for Willie was top putting shelf. Out a I did have the top shelf
yes.
on that one. So I just want to thank you for that pick. I needed the top shelf. Came through for me. That was the Will Ferrell. I'm immediately regretting this decision.
I did.
That was a lot of callers' top shelves, too. Two top shelves.
Tulane, 5.5 and a half. Or was it? Is that 5.5 and a half?
Roll wave.
Five.
Proud former Over member Houston. Of the SEC.
See?
That's right. Original member.
So they got it right. They knew what they were talking about.
All right, and I don't. Colts and Titans. All three of you picked the Titans to not only win, but cover 3.5.
Move on. Move on.
Boo.
That was Darren's top shelf and Chase's top shelf.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, top shelf.
And we're done. Who would have more rush yards, Miami Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry had more. He had 82. Marlon Mack had 51. If we had said the Colts leading rusher instead of just Marlon Mack, it would have been a push because Jordan Wilkins also had 82.
Yep.
But Derrick Henry was the correct answer. Darren and Chase got that.
What did he get that on, 5 carries?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Willie did not get a point there. Who would have more passing yards, Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota?
If you'd have told me, and Mariota will throw for 154 yards, I would have been top shelf Brissett. Wrong.
Yep, 154 for Marcus, 146 for Mr. B. Chase and Willie got that one. Darren did not.
Unbelievable.
Jags at Texans. I would have gone Jags top shelf on this, I said it at the time. The Jags did not win, but only lost by one, and they were getting 8.5. So Darren got a point, and nobody else did. And then last one in our pick six from last week, Saints at Rams. The Rams dominated. Darren, Willie got that one. Chase did not. Our at-home winner was our caller JJ, who got 5 out of 6 and hit on his top shelf of Derrick Henry. The tiebreaker between JJ, David, and Dave, who is not the same as David, was total points in Colts Titans. and JJ had 49.
Wow. All right. So we needed all those tiebreakers to get a winner. Okay, good. So everybody's points were?
Yes. Darren got 3. He has 9 on the season.
Yep.
Chase got 2. The steady hand, 2 a week, brings him to 6.
I got 3.
Did you?
I had
under Garantano and yes. Derrick Henry. Oh, and Mariota.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
There we go. Look at you.
And, all right, so Chase has a new high score with 3, which brings him to 7.
Thank you.
And Willie got 4, 2 for the top shelf, 1 for Mariota, and 1 for the Rams. That brings him to 11. So
I don't even know her.
Willie 11, Darren 9, Chase 6.
It's tight.
Garantano 7 for 8.
It's tight. Mm. All right.
We move on.
Let's get that one in the trash again. All right, this week, let's make it official.
Number 1.
Thank you.
Number 1.
LSU over on West End. They kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, SEC Network. The question is, will quarterback Joe Burrow of the Tigers, 300 or more passing yards, over or under? 300 passing yards, over or under? Joe Burrow versus the Doors. Willie.
This is a tough one because I think if the game is competitive, then he will – increase his chances of being over 300. So this is sort of the opposite of last week. But the same principle can work. If they run Vanderbilt out of the stadium, then they don't need to throw that much. So I'm very hopeful that this is a game that goes 4 quarters and is competitive. So I will say over. He's averaged over 300 so far. The only game he hasn't thrown for 300, it was the cupcake game that they had. This is the new LSU offense. In the past, if you'd asked this question, it might have been more like 175. Even when they had Odell Beckham Jr. and
Jarvis Landry.
Some of the guys that they had, yeah. Jarvis Landry.
So you're taking?
I'm taking over.
Taking over. No. Chase?
I'm taking the over.
I, too, will take the over.
Number 2.
Play the percentages.
Tennessee at Florida, down in the swamp, also at 11 o'clock kickoff. That game will be on ESPN. We will need a game total from the listeners. Who throws for more yards? Jarrett Garantano.
Nice. Good catch.
Or Kyle Trask. Who throws for more yards? Garantano or Trask? Donick.
I got to go first again?
Yeah,
all right.
We do this every time. You do the first two, I do the next. Chase does the next two, I do the next.
Man. You're the commissioner on Thursdays, Willie, not Fridays.
Well done.
Okay, well played. Well played. All right. This is tricky. I'm going to say Trask.
Ooh. Wow. Chase?
Because I don't think Florida has much of a running game. I think he's going to have to throw for some yards for them to win.
Yeah.
Chase?
I am going to go Garantano.
I, too, will go Garantano.
Neither one of us sound like super confident.
No, this is hard.
That.
This is really hard. All right.
Number 3.
Michigan in the Cheese State. They're going to take on the Badgers of Wisconsin. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, that game will be on Fox. Wisconsin favored by 2.5. Wisconsin by 2.5.
Is this me?
Chase.
I will take the Fighting Craig Smiths in Wisconsin.
All right. William?
I will go with Michigan.
Michigan.
I will go Michigan.
In my crystal ball, I see
Michigan.
I see Dylan McCaffrey coming in to make the play. I'm surprised that they haven't given him a shot. I'm just not a big Shea Patterson guy.
Hasn't been able
Dylan
to get
McCaffrey
it going.
Dylan McCaffrey was recruited by everybody in the country. What McCaffrey has not shined in the family, Give the guy a shot, man.
Okay.
It's a good family.
Maybe it gets to that point. Who knows?
Why hasn't it got to that point?
Well, because they haven't lost.
Right.
Yeah, but they
should have lost.
Patterson hasn't been that great.
I agree.
He's been there a while, man. You've seen what you need to see.
Yep. All right. Next.
Number four.
Notre Dame down in Athens to take on the Bulldogs Saturday night under the lights, 7 o'clock kickoff. That will be on CBS. DeAndre Swift, rushing yards. Over, under, 100. 100 yards rushing or more. Over, under.
Give me the over.
He's only gone over once this year, and that was against Vanderbilt.
Over.
Next 2 weeks has not.
Against Notre Dame?
Yep.
Yeah, they've got like five guys. They have so many running
backs.
It's
tricky.
I'll say under.
I will go over.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm going to go over. Give it a shot.
Have any of you guys used the top shelf yet?
Nope.
No. Now, I like to hear all the questions before I come back and declare my top
I have
shelf.
Candidates.
Yep. I'm still learning the rules here.
Yeah.
Okay, hit it.
Number five.
Big one in the NFL. I am going to be paying close attention to this one. Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs in Kansas City favored by 5.5. Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. I will take the Ravens and 5.5.
Want me to go?
I believe it's your turn.
I will take the Kansas City Chiefs. Patty Mahomes. I think Baltimore gets exposed this week.
I'll tell you, that Ravens thing is working. It's working. I'll take the Ravens. I'll take the Ravens.
Okay.
I like the points. Right. I think it's going to be close.
Okay. All
right. I like being the dog in this game.
Finally, Texans at the Chargers. Texans have an opportunity after seeing what happened last night. Now the Jags and Titans are both 1-2. Texans at the Chargers. L.A. favored by 3.5. That's a Sunday afternoon. That's a 3:25 kickoff on CBS. I will take the... Ooh, boy. 3.5. That one's tough. Give me the Chargers. Don't feel great about it.
Wow.
Give me the Chargers.
I, too.
The Chargers have kind of sputtered. They haven't
looked
like it.
They haven't looked great.
They haven't looked like the
juggernaut. Maybe they need Melvin Gordon.
You know what?
They need him.
Give me the Texans.
I read a very interesting article on the mindset of Gordon, why he's doing what he's doing, makes some sense, but I'm still like, just get in there, man. Just get in there. He won't be there on Sunday. I think the Chargers can really get after the QB. I think this is going to be a tough one. I'll take the Chargers.
Okay.
I'll take them.
All right, top shelf, Chase.
Wisconsin.
Chase going against the crowd for double points on that one.
Uh-huh. You know it.
It's
a swing, big swing game.
How about this one? I tell you what, I don't know. I cannot pick my nose when it comes to top shelves. I'm going to go Garantano.
Nope. It's okay.
Over Trask.
I will say this is maybe a little reverse. Like I'll be kind of glad maybe if he doesn't, but I will go with Burrow over 300.
Burrow over 300.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That is this week's Pick Six. We come back. We've got loaded lines. Remember, if you get in via the phone, you're going to get two top shelves. You get a little bit of advantage this year by calling in. When one opens up, 737-1025, a great prize attached to it. We come back with your phone calls. That's next. Don't forget, Predators down in Tampa to take on the Lightning tonight. Preseason game 3. I'll have pregame for you starting at 5:30, puck drop at 6 o'clock. Those same two teams back here at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow night, 7 o'clock puck drop. and a pregame for you starting at 6. All right. Black Keys tickets on the line. A pair of tickets to see them right here at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, October 1st for this week's winner. We've got loaded lines. So, gentlemen, let's get to it. I'll hand the – Willie has declined. I don't know what's going on over here.
He's got
duties.
He's got duties.
So you get to do this segment with the caller. So let's go. Carl, get us started in pick six.
All right, Carl. LSU, Vanderbilt coming up on West End tomorrow. Quarterback Joe Burrow for LSU. Over, under, number of passing yards, 300.
Over.
Okay. Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Jarrett Garantano or Kyle Trask? Who'd you say?
Garantano.
All right. Also need a team or a game total for that.
41.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
I'll take Michigan.
Notre Dame at Georgia. DeAndre Swift rushing yards over under 100.
Under.
Ravens at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Chiefs top shelf.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
The Chargers. Right. My other top shelf, by the way, was Garantano throwing for more than Trout.
Okay.
So Garantano and the Chiefs are your two top shelves.
Yes, sir.
All right, Carl. Good luck. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Max. Max, you're up next. Welcome in.
Yeah, hello.
All right, Max, let's see if you're a winner. Quarterback Joe Burrow for LSU, over under passing yards at 300.
Over.
Tennessee, Florida, Jarrett Garantano or Kyle Trask, who throws for more yards? Also need a game total.
Garantano, game total of 47.
Michigan at Wisconsin, Wisconsin minus 2.5.
Wisconsin.
Notre Dame at Georgia, DeAndre Swift, over under 100 rushing yards.
Under.
Ravens at Chiefs, Chiefs minus 5.5.
Kansas City.
Texans at Chargers, Chargers minus 3.5.
Chargers.
And two top shelves?
Kansas City and the Chargers.
All right.
All right. Good luck. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up next on pick six. Welcome in.
Thank you.
All right, Steven. Quarterback Joe Burrow of LSU, over under passing yards, 300.
Easily over.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Trask.
Need a game total as well.
51.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
Wisconsin.
DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Kansas City, double top shelf.
Double top shelf. All right. Throwing it all on that.
Something was created when I was gone.
It was.
Double top shelf. Okay.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
Texans.
All right.
Got everything? All right, Steven. Good luck. Thanks. Let's go to David. David, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right.
How you doing? Yes, cool. I'm here.
All right, David. Let's do this. Quarterback Joe Burrow, over under passing yards, 300.
I'm going to try under.
Taking the under. Who throws for more yards in Tennessee, Florida, Garantano or Trask?
Trask.
Also need a game total.
I'll go 37.
Ooh, low scoring. Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm going to make that one of my top shelves.
All right. Notre Dame, Georgia, DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
I'll say under.
Ravens at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
I'm going to take the Ravens on that one, and I think I'll make that my other top shelf.
Okay. Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
All right.
Got both top shelves?
We do.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Last year, Florida beat Tennessee 47-21. In 2017, Florida won 26-20. In 2016, Tennessee won 38-28. 2015, 28-27, Florida. 2014 was that 10-9 game we all remember.
Yeah.
Right in Knoxville. 10-9. 737-1025. Let's see. How about Jeremy? You're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How's it going? All right, let's make you a winner. Quarterback Joe Burrow, over under 300 yards passing.
Let's go over.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
I'm going to go with Garantano.
And also need a game total.
54.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
Michigan. The only teams Michigan loses to is Michigan State and Ohio State.
Notre Dame at Georgia. DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
I'm going to go over.
Ravens at Kansas City. The Chiefs minus 5.5.
Let's go Baltimore.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
Texans. I'm going to make that one of my top shelves.
All right. What's your other top shelf?
Other top shelf, let's go Michigan over Wisconsin.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're next up in pick six. Welcome in.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Let's make you a winner. Quarterback Joe Burrow, over or under 300 yards passing?
Let's go over.
Two throws for more yards, Jarrett Garantano or Kyle Trask?
Let's go Garantano.
And then need a game total for that one as well.
How about 56?
All right. Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
Let's go whiskey on that one.
Notre Dame, Georgia. DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
Let's go under.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Let's go Chiefs and make it a top shelf.
All right. Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
Go Texans in a top shelf.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Ron, good luck. Thank you.
All righty. Good weekend, fellas.
All right. You too. One more round of calls or a chance to get in here and get locked into our contest via the telephone. You get, remember, two top shelves if you do it by calling in. Everybody else can do it online, but you'll only get one top shelf. So one more round of phone calls, 737-1025, on the other side of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. ESPN 1025, the game. Predators and Tampa Bay Lightning down there tonight. 5:30 pregame I'll have for you. 6 o'clock puck drop. Everything heard right here on ESPN 1025, the game. Then Tampa will be up here tomorrow evening at Bridgestone Arena. Another chance, if you haven't seen Fang Vision yet, come out tomorrow. It's going to be a great crowd. It should be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Same two teams. 7 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game.
Can I say this about Fang Vision? Because yesterday I was down here, you know, doing some stuff, and I walked out on the ice. It looks big
It's massive.
Just get up next to it.
Yeah, it's big.
Big. Large.
All right, let's go to, let's see, Rusty. You're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, Rusty. All right. Quarterback Joe Burrow for LSU, over under 300 yards passing.
Over.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Garantano.
Need a game total as well.
57.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
Wisconsin. I'll never take Michigan in anything.
Wow.
Buckeyes all day.
Ah, there you go. Notre Dame, Georgia. DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
Give me under.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Chiefs, top shelf.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
Give me the Chargers, second top shelf.
All right, Rusty, have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate it.
737-1025. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, you're up next on pick six. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
LSU Vandy, Joe Burrow, over under 300 yards passing.
Over.
Tennessee, Florida. Who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Trask.
Also need a game total.
56.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin -2.5.
Michigan top shelf.
Notre Dame, Georgia. DeAndre Swift. Over, under 100 yards rushing.
Over.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs -5.5.
Ravens.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers -3.5.
Chargers top shelf.
Do we get two top shelfs or one?
He did two.
Okay, did two. All right, thank you, Curtis.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Thank you, too.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up next. Welcome in.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris. Joe Burrow, over, under 300 yards passing.
Under.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Trask, top shelf. Total score, 49 points.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
He was ready on that one. Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin -2.5.
Wisconsin.
Notre Dame, Georgia. DeAndre Swift, over, under 100 yards rushing.
Over, because Notre Dame can't stop anybody on the run.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs -5.5.
Chiefs, second top shelf.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers -3.5.
Chargers.
Chargers, all right. Chris was very sure with his answers. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Devin Singletary, the running back for the Bills, will not play on Sunday. And Darius Leonard out this week for the Colts. Two key injuries. Yeah. Do not affect pick six, but thought I would pass that along for all you Fantasy League owners out there if you have Devin Singletary or maybe the Colts defense. Let's go. And by the way, they play the Falcons. That's a big matchup, right? You got to root for the Falcons this week.
Yeah.
737-1025. Shannon, you're up next. Welcome in.
What's up, gentlemen?
Quarterback Joe Burrow, over, under 300 yards passing.
Over.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Garantano.
Need a game total as well.
48.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin, -2.5.
Michigan.
Notre Dame, Georgia, DeAndre Swift, over, under 100 yards rushing.
Over, top shelf.
Ravens at Chiefs, Chiefs -5.5.
Ravens, top shelf.
Texans at Chargers, Chargers -3.5.
Chargers.
All right. Shannon, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, gentlemen.
Let's go to Cole. Cole, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, guys?
By the way, I love, we're being efficient.
Yeah, we're good.
Max, you guys good back there? I mean, we're rolling here today.
We're having the time of our lives.
That's good.
Sergio
That's like
Dip style.
Hear. Hey, I move fast, all right? I'm all about efficiency.
By the way, real quick, where are we? Is any of these standing out? Like, is it one-sided? Any category? One-sided?
We, as well as James Barton on Twitter, have been very surprised with the amount of unders for DeAndre Swift rushing yards, but it has swung a little bit.
Okay.
Two out of three of you took the over, and then only one of the first seven callers took the over.
Wow, okay. Good stuff.
All right, Cole, quarterback Joe Burrow, over under 300 yards passing.
Over, top shelf.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards, Garantano or Trask?
Garantano, and the game total, 52.
Michigan at Wisconsin, Wisconsin -2.5.
Let's go Wisconsin.
Notre Dame, Georgia, DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
What was that answer?
Under.
Okay. Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs -5.5.
Chiefs, second top shelf.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers -3.5.
Let's go Chargers.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Cole, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Cole, we only got one top shelf from you.
Oh.
I thought I heard him say.
Oh, he's gone.
I thought he said Chiefs as
Chiefs.
One, and then the Joe Burrow is one.
Okay, we just got Burrow, so you're good then.
All right.
I like those picks.
Okay, let's get one more. And by the way, don't hang up. We will get you we'll get everybody that's in. You're locked in. We'll get you off the air, but you will be able to do the two top shelves. Let's go Tyler. One more for on-air purposes, and then we'll take the rest of you off the air and come back and wrap up the show. Tyler, welcome in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Joe Burrow, over under 300 yards passing.
We'll do over.
Tennessee, Florida, who throws for more yards? Garantano, Kyle Trask.
Trask.
Game total on that?
Do 49.
Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 2.5.
I'm from Ann Arbor, and I promise Harbaugh will not have the boys prepared. We're going to go West go.
Wow.
DeAndre Swift, over under 100 yards rushing.
Over.
Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Baltimore.
Texans at Chargers. Chargers minus 3.5.
We'll do Texans, and my double top shelf, we'll do West go.
All right.
He's a Michigan fan, and he went double top shelf Badgers?
That's
big time.
Crazy.
Big time.
Wow. Tyler, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm actually excited that we've got these type of games going off at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I know. That's going to be – it's
usually
a good
slate. Usually you just get to blow off the 11 o'clock games. You're like, oh, great.
But I think
Rutgers
Fox,
and Maryland, Illinois and Northwestern, right? TCU and SMU, yeah. That's usually like the 11 o'clock games.
Fox has started a trend, though, because they call it the big noon, and that's what they put Gus Johnson.
Yep.
And that's what they put him
That's
on.
Why there were almost Pac-12 games at 9 in the morning. Because they're saying whatever their best game is, they're going to put it at noon Eastern.
Huh. Wow. So they're going to put their best game in the morning?
It's the only
because they know that ABC,
at 9
ESPN.
O'clock in the morning out on the West Coast?
Next year they will. They want to do it this year.
Wow. All right, good stuff. We'll get the rest of you off the air. And we will come back and we will wrap up Friday's edition and wrap up the week of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
That you fired after winning a playoff game. I mean, they're not head coaches. I'm being a little facetious, but my point is they're not showing that they're any better right now.
Right. I don't know if that's the motivator. I know that point is made. That's life in the NFL. You're always going to run across people you used to work with or used to coach against. People bounce around. But I do think for this staff, I do think the good part of playing on Thursday is you have a little extra time to assess. It's not a full bye week, but it is time to assess a little bit. And I think this is a critical time where they can look themselves in a mirror. You know, Arthur Smith can evaluate himself. Okay, have I done in three games? What can I do better? Mike Vrabel, I think, as we talked about, this is one where you got to reflect and say, was I over-aggressive? I think the answer is yes. You know, maybe pull back, you know, think about some couple of these decisions here and think about the next time you're in that spot. Do you check your aggression, that ex-player mentality a little bit and be more practical? And then you can go on down the list. Every individual player can do it as well.
Well, that's going to do it for a Friday edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase. Willie has Preds duties also coming up tonight, 5:30 pregame with Darren McFarland. He'll have you covered for Preds and Tampa Bay as the preseason is underway. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy some football. We'll talk to you Monday. Jared and the GM, that's next.